Well, it's a 3-0 Angel lead as we move here to the third inning. And for the play-by-play with a special guest, here's Tim Nevert.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Clay Buchholz getting set to face Cole Calhoun, Mike Trout, and Albert Pujols. And the Angels with a 3-0 lead. Glenn Button is with us, former deputy police chief of the Burlington, Vermont Police Department, recently retired as the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles Director of Enforcement and Safety, and currently the impaired driving project manager for the Vermont Governor's Highway Safety Program. Glenn, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here tonight.
Sounds like you've been busy.
I have been busy.
Getting into the box now is Cole Calhoun, the right fielder. He bounced out back to Buchholz his first time up. He's 0-for-1. The infield is shifted to the right side. And Buchholz into the wind and the pitch on the way. And Calhoun takes a strike. Now, tell us what the Drug Recognition Expert Program is about.
That's a program of specially trained police officers that can determine if someone is impaired by drugs other than or in addition to alcohol.
An important time of year to be highly aware of all these situations around the holidays especially, right?
Absolutely. That's one thing that our officers are mindful of drivers that are out there driving impaired, be it the impairment by alcohol or drugs.
One ball and one strike is the changeup missed to Calhoun. Left-handed batter hitting 285, 10 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Here's the wind by Clay in the 1-1. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Now, what training do officers receive to help them determine if a driver is impaired by drugs or alcohol?
Well, our drug recognition experts, it's really a stringent selection process. And they have about 120 hours of training that includes several exams.
One ball, two strikes to Calhoun. Buchholz fires home. Swung on, rope to the right side. Almost ate up. Petey off his chest, throws high to first. Hanley comes down with it, steps on the bag. And there is one man out. A tough play for Dustin Pedroia on a rocket hit right at him by Cole Calhoun.
That had a sting.
4-3 the hard way. And one down for Mike Trout. Trout, the ground rule double into the bullpen and right in the first, and he scored on Pujols' two-run homer. Now here's something I found interesting, Glenn, that Vermont just made some changes to its law on ignition interlocks. These are devices some have heard of, some have not. Can you tell us about those?
Sure. An ignition interlock is a device in a car that in order to start it, the driver has to provide a breath sample.
Otherwise, it won't start.
Correct.
Pitch to Trout outside and low, 1-0. How do you get that on your car?
You go to private vendors. It costs about $125 to have the device installed, and then the monthly rental fee ranges from $75 to $100.
The 1-0 pitch swung on and hit in the air to center field. Jackie Bradley will settle underneath it. That's out number two. Again, our guest is Glenn Button, former deputy police department, police chief of the Burlington, Vermont Police Department.
As the state of Vermont is running a paid advertising campaign with us on impaired driving awareness and prevention.
Two outs and Albert Pujols up.
What about prescription drugs?
That's something everybody should be mindful of. Even if you're given a lawful prescription, you should be aware if it's going to impact your ability to drive safely.
Here's the pitch to Pujols. Two-run homer his last time up, his 575th of his career. He's 11th all-time. Next on the list, Mark McGwire at number 10. Pujols should catch him this year. 1-0 the count. Three infielders to the left side for Pujols. And pitch is dropped in for a strike, and it's 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two down. Do you think the highways now, Glenn, are safer than they used to be?
Absolutely. The deadliest year for crashes in Vermont was 1979.
There's a ground ball to short. Bogart's up with it. And he fires on to first for the out. And Clay Buchholz turns in a 1-2-3 inning. And Glenn, we'd like to thank you for joining us. Is there a place folks can go to get more information?
Yeah, if they go to the Governor's Highway Safety website, we have information on impaired driving, as well as a variety of highway safety tips to make them safer drivers.
Glenn, thanks for stopping by tonight. Had a quick inning, unfortunately, for you, but the Red Sox are trying to come back here. Glenn, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Okay, after 2.5 innings, it's the Angels 3, Red Sox nothing on the Shaw's WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.